With Mikey D. I'm Smitty Smitty, and this is the second time I get to be the special guest host of this show tonight. I'm really excited. You know, I thought I was going to be coming in here and playing like 40, 50, 60 of, you know, my favorite bands, getting all my sound, my playlist together, and I realized we are so honored to have Angel. The, I don't know, what would you call yourself for the rock and roll rumber? The grand poobah.
Sure.
There we go. Yeah. And I was informed she's bringing in 24 of the bands that are playing in this year's Rock and Roll Rumble. And I've been collecting all the songs that Angel sent me. And we really have a great show. And as an added extra special treat, she brought in Jim Henley.
Healy.
I knew that. From the longest reigning
that is right.
Rock and Roll Rumble winner, the last Rock and Roll Rumble, which happened in 2019. So 20, 21, 3 years. Yep. Unbelievable. So we have a very special show tonight. I'm very excited. All kinds of fun stuff to talk about. I don't know, Angel, do you want me to play some music and then we'll get into all the fun stuff?
Sure. I don't know if my mic is on, but yes, I have lined up all 24 of the bands. We're going to go night by night, starting yes. with prelim night number one, which is a week from tomorrow. I can't believe it's a week away.
That's crazy.
April 1st is Saturday.
I know.
It's like, what the heck? I thought, you know, it feels like February is supposed to be the short month. March didn't seem that much longer.
Flu.
Sure did. So yeah, we've lined up all 24 bands, starting with night one, rolling through prelim, six nights of prelim. So giddy up.
It's an entire month, correct?
It's 9 nights from April 6th through May 6th.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
it spreads out.
When was the first year you did it?
My first year was 2009.
Wow. Unbelievable.
When WBCN was still a radio station.
Well, you know, you have a legacy as one of the premier DJs in the Boston area, and it's such an honor and so fun to have you and Jim here with us tonight. So why don't we get off to a great start and start the first block of four.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely be talking about the Rock and Roll Rumble 2023 tonight.
It's amazing that we're actually having it.
Oh, unbelievable. Yes, and we'll get to that too. Okay, we're going to get it going. Oh, you know what? I don't think I had the right auxiliary plug in. There you go. All right, let's try that again.
Yeah.
just mine.
All right, that was the first set, the four songs from the first night at the Rock and Roll Rumble. And leading off that set, we had... Hello?
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that. That was Graveyard of the Atlantic with Exit Interview, followed by The Shallows playing Channels. The third band we had on was Bird Language with Apoplectic. There you go. And Cooked Out.
Right on.
Playing The Weeknd. Every time I spelled cooked out, my spell check kept saying looked out. It's like, no, it's cooked out. Mm-hmm. So we're off to the races. This is fantastic. I mean, I feel like we finally have christened getting on the move to the first Rock and Roll Rumble in 3 years. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. I can't believe that it took that long in order to get around after the pandemic, you know, kind of shut everything down.
We tried twice in 2020.
Yes.
And, well, I announced the bands. I remember it very clearly. I announced the class of 2020 on March 11th, 2020.
Wow.
2 days later, and I knew as I was doing the show, and I knew it. I'm like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I recognized it.
Between January and March, it was just like we all start getting that feeling. It's like, oh, no, really? Really?
Yeah. And then we tried to reschedule it. We scrambled and pulled together these wacky dates between July and August of the summer of 2020, thinking everything will be fine. Oh, we were so dumb. And it didn't happen.
We wanted to believe.
Yeah. And then we rolled into 2021. Impossible. And then 22 came, and we were still in the midst of it. You know what it is that I'm talking about. And then by the end of 2022, I'm thinking, you know, mid to, you know, closer to the fall of 2022, I'm thinking, could we actually do this? And then I had to figure out where to have it.
Yeah.
Because nothing's left. There right. are a couple places left.
A lot of clubs closed.
Yeah. Well, so the other thing I had in my notes that I wanted to bring up, Angel, is I actually have a gigantic thank you that I have to bestow upon you, because you were one of the individuals who stepped up when we did that benefit for the local music scene to try and raise some money. Yeah. And you were so generous with your time and you helped host it. So thank you.
My pleasure.
That was really, we couldn't have done it without you. And I mean, we were all just trying to do whatever we could to keep the music scene going. Yes, we lost a couple of, venues along the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many of those venues we lost because of the pandemic, or, you know, maybe they were already thinking they were going to be closing shop anyways. I don't know. Yeah. We'll never know.
There's a few that were having struggles, and then by the time that no one could play live for that extended amount of time, they just had to call it.
Yeah, it didn't help.
But, you know, a place like Great Scott didn't close because it wasn't doing well.
Exactly.
Great Scott was a really viable place to have open in Austin.
And they the new place that they're supposedly going to, that hasn't done a show yet, has it?
There is no place.
Oh, I thought they had. They found a spot in the Austin.
They tried. Okay. And they're still working
it's still,
out.
Yeah, they're still working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the hope, we're keeping hope alive for Great Scott to return.
Yeah.
We haven't given up on you, Great Scott.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some really great shows there. One of the better shows is I had an opportunity to play with the Detroit Cobras, and was on a Monday night. And I thought, oh, geez, you know, my old buddies from back in Detroit, you know, it's going to be so sad. They're going to play Boston on a Monday. You know, I hope some people show up. The place sold out. It was a Monday night.
You know I'm going to want to ask you a bunch of questions, right?
Let's lean into the Rock and Roll Rumble 2023 first, because that's the business. That's the high watermark. And then, yeah, we'll definitely, yes. we'll break it up. There's all kinds of fun
stuff. I promise. This is your show, and I will allow it to be your show, Smitty.
Well, yeah, it's my show, except you dove over the top of the mixing board to turn down the song that was playing underneath.
Because I've been that person that the song is playing. I'm like, oh, damn. It's been me.
Of course. So this is only my second time. And yes, I will definitely, I just already know, I'm going to forget to turn off the live mics and turn down the music. It's just going to happen. I'll just get better over time. But even professional DJs like Angel over the years, every once in a while, you just get distracted and just a little split second, start talking to your friends, and then someone realizes,
Oh, yeah. I've probably made every mistake that there is.
You know, it goes with the turf, you know, and especially knowing, you know, so I've been interviewed like a bazillion times. I'm, you know, sitting in a chair with a microphone in front of me. I'm very comfortable with that. I have no problem. But I've got a board and it's got these tiny LED, you know, CD2, 5A, CD3. And it's just like, I don't even, you know, I'm just looking at these lights that are on and I'm hoping that I'm hitting them. Plus, I get to typing. The names of the band and the songs that they're playing. It's like, thank goodness that the Spinitron, they know a lot of these bands. It's like, did you mean paper tigers instead of paper, you know, fibers? It's like, yeah, no, tigers. I didn't mean tigers.
You know, you could go old school and do like mixers do and just throw down the masking tape and mark off all the channels.
You know, I thought of that. I really did. Right. But the thing is that I would need time, and the changeover, as you saw, is really quick. Okay. I did think of that. It's like, why don't I bring some masking tape? Yeah. And I can just like, you know what? It's also fun, too.
We'll be fine.
Well, watch Smitty screw up. You know, that's fun, too.
We'll be fine.
So, okay, we got tons of stuff to talk about with the Rock and Roll Rumble for 2023. But let's get to the second set, which is featuring four bands from the second night, and we are going to start off with the Paper Tigers. Gretchen, oh, nice long name. Gretchen Shane, the middle eight. Thanks. Hopefully it'll be in.
Meet in the middle and avoid a riot. I'm in for a penny, you're in for a pound of flesh.
think about it all the time, I'll never shake it. It's easy to believe, resting on your laurels, I just fade into decay. It's typical if we erase it. To breathe it is to see. Desolate, but now and then it's difficult to say. When your head is gone, reposition it.
Alright, that was the second set of four bands that are going to be playing night two of the Rock and Roll Rumble coming up. And the first band in that set we had was Paper Tigers with A Portrait of a Scene. The second band we had was Gretchen Shea and the Middle Eight with their song Skeleton Closet, followed by Not Bad, Not Well with their Sleeper. And the fourth band in that set was Bleach the Sky, and they played I Just Fade. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful night. I'm so happy that we have everybody here, and we're playing all these wonderful bands tonight. We've got Jim Healy from Set Fire, the longest reigning champions of the Rumble.
Still champions.
Still champions. That's right.
We
still
haven't champion. Turned it over to anybody else.
I still have the crown. Come
so,
and get it.
So, Jim, what is your lineage? What have you been doing in the last 3 years?
Well, funny you should ask. I have been, so Set Fire won the Rumble. The pandemic happened. We were playing shows till, you know, early 2020 like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Once the pandemic kind of hit, like maybe the end of that summer, Jess works in the service industry, and in the wintertime, that's not, you know, there's no outdoor service in Massachusetts, obviously. So she went down south to New Orleans, and she's been living there for the past few years. So Set Fire kind of went on hiatus, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing a lot of solo stuff and started a new band with Doug from Gozu, Bob from Worshipper, and JR from Sam Black Church called Blood Lightning, which has been occupying a good portion of my time for the past year and a half-ish.
Yep.
Very cool.
That brings us up to speed.
Well, what's this black tie story I keep hearing about?
Oh, well, we have to play the ladder after I tell you that story. Because I can't tell you that story and not play the ladder.
There you go.
So we'll put a pin in that.
Okay. We'll put a pin in it.
It has to do with this. So the Rock and Roll Rumble is something that's been going on since 1979, like predates all of us. The first official Rock and Roll Rumble was 1979, started by the legendary 104.1 WBCN radio station. So over the course of these many years, certainly so many bands have come through and have reached various levels of success and et cetera. And when I took over, my first Rumble was in 2009. I've gotten to see bands change the way they bands. They change. I've watched them change the way they perform, change the way they structure sets, change the way the audience and bands respond to each other. The Rumble's really special in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It starts next Thursday night, Thursday, April 6th, six nights of prelims across two weekends, two semifinals nights. My cheat sheet?
Your cheat sheet.
Yeah. Two semifinals nights, so the 21st and 22nd of April, and then finals are Saturday, May 6th. So upstairs at the Middle East in Central Square, Cambridge for prelims. Small room. We're really trying to impress on people to get tickets because I don't know if you got to get
small
in.
Small room, great in. Room. Yeah.
And then we move next door to Sonia for semifinals and finals. Sonia, formerly TT DeBear's place, yeah. Which... very close to my heart, a place I did a lot of rumbles at, and actually Black Tie playing there in their rumble.
Right.
I will tell you the black tie story, but I need to set up the song when we do it.
All right, very good.
But it is the rumble is a live music event. It is a music showcase for regional bands. It is a nine-night festival. But it is also a competition. It is technically a battle of the bands. Make no mistake.
Right, it is.
Everybody gets paid.
Everyone gets paid. It is a battle of the bands. But like many or most or all competition or award shows, really just getting invited to be part of the Rumble is, you know, the Rock and Roll Rumble is a big deal. I mean, you have that feather in your cap forever. You're always, you participated. And so I'm very excited about it. And I can't wait for this year's event. It's going to be magnificent.
Can I quickly quote Jim Healy?
Yes.
On the then finals night in 2019.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
When I announced that Set Fire were the champions and were then handed the crown by Carissa Johnson,
right.
Who won the year before. Mm-hmm. And then Dave Jarvis very lovingly shook the champagne and gave it and hosed everybody with champagne, which is very much like a Super Bowl thing. Clearly, we know we stole that. I'm going to quote Jim Healy. Finally.
Only took four times.
All right. So before I get into the third set, I'm going to take care of two pieces of very important business here at WMFO. One is hitting the station ID. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. And because I don't like playing around with the Rivendell system, I'm going to read these PSAs. Mm-hmm. And the PSA that I'm going to read is a don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. There you go. See you in an hour. Okay, let's get to the third set. And this one we're going to start off. Get my cheat sheet. Detention and the Secrets. Check it out.
She told me her name, I can't remember what it was.